WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. Health reporter Brett Dahlberg talks with editor Denise Young about the opioid epidemic, how it's been affecting communities, and how officials and organizations are trying to fight it.
Let's start right at the beginning of 2018, because that's when Monroe County rolled out its opioid action plan, right?
That's right. After more than 200 people died of opioid overdoses in 2017, which, by the way, is a rate that outpaces breast and prostate cancer combined, the county moved to take what it called a multi-pronged approach to solving the epidemic. And so that includes suing drug manufacturers and saying that those manufacturers misled patients and doctors, making overdose reversal drugs and addiction treatment drugs more readily available to more people, and better gathering and coordinating the data that they have.
So what does that data tell us?
So the primary takeaway from law enforcement and from people whose friends and families are struggling with addiction is that the problem just seems to keep getting worse. The number of overdoses and deaths is steadily marching upward. And Andrew DeLizer, who's the commander of the Sheriff's Opioid Task Force, in September, which was actually a relatively good month, still said it just doesn't seem to be getting any better.
We are early on in this epidemic. The numbers are going to get worse before they're going to get better.
And another takeaway from the data is just how broad the demographics are. So yes, men between ages 30 and 40 are the most common victims of deadly overdoses. That's probably not a surprise. But in any given month, we found that the fatalities range from teenagers to people in their 70s. And when WXXI News took a really close look at the data, we found that fatal overdoses were up more than 400% in the last 3 years among people over 50. And so when we found that out, we talked to Ann Olin. She directs the geriatric addiction program at Lifespan, and she says her caseload of older adults who are addicted to opioids keeps growing. She said there are some particular barriers that those people face to getting treatment.
The older adult population is thinking, you know, we don't air our dirty laundry. We don't talk about our problems. We deal with them here by ourselves.
So is anything working?
So this is the thing about being early on in the process, like DeLizer said. A lot of folks are still trying to grapple with precisely what the problem is, and so that means the solutions are still kind of emerging. The county says it did over 100 Narcan trainings in 2018. It routinely distributes that reversal drug to community groups. There's a new mental health urgent care clinic through Rochester Regional that's to help people get into treatment at the moment that they need it before the urge to use opioids again becomes overpowering. We're expecting more inpatient detox beds, which there's been a constant shortage of here, to open up early next year. Both Rochester Regional and the University of Rochester Medical Center are expanding the number of emergency room staff who can prescribe a controlled substance called buprenorphine, and that's a drug that can help taper people off of the most dangerous opioids. And there's a growing number of places that people can go for support if they've lost a loved one to opioids or are working through recovery. Our colleague Evan Dawson talked with Brandon Scott. Brandon started recovery with the help of a group called Recovery Fitness.
I remember what I felt like when it was hopeless, and I really thought that there was no way out except for death. And where I am now, it happened so quickly, like in the blink of an eye, too. So it just feels great.
The message that addiction treatment providers are sharing for people who are using echoes what Brandon says. It's not hopeless. They say that the path is twisted and it's filled with setbacks, but they also want people to know that addiction is treatable.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Denise.